State House and Senate leaders will meet with Governor Palin on Thursday to try to better understand her position on some of the federal stimulus funding. Legislators have had most of their communications secondhand from the governor's staff, and Senate President Gary Stevens says last week's announcement that left more than 30% of the stimulus money off the table caught him by surprise. He says he hopes to see better communications between the two branches of government.
Mainly the question will be, we would like to apply, and we intend to apply for these funds in the stimulus bill that allows the legislature to apply for the funds the governor chooses not to apply for. But we want to make sure that the governor is aware, I know she is, that that her agencies have to then certify that this is a good use of funds and that we are behind them, and that, in fact, she does not intend to veto it. So I want to make sure that we're not spinning our wheels here, applying for funds that, in fact, the governor has no intention of accepting.
The governor's opposition to accepting some of the items in the federal appropriation are that they will come with strings attached that would require state adherence to unsought federal requirements. However, Senate Majority Leader Johnny Ellis says those strings are exaggerated.
Some of those concerns that the governor expressed at her press conference are not legitimate. They are not correct. It's a misunderstanding of some kind. So hopefully now maybe the governor's backtracking a little bit. We're taking a deep breath. Maybe we can on Thursday and further with her staff realize what the actual rules are. But once you dig into it, some of the concerns go away about strings attached. That's overblown in my estimation.
Management and Budget Director Karen Rehfeld assured members that the governor had not made a firm decision to turn down any of the federal money, adding that the administration is still working on all the options available to the state.
We are continuing to do whatever the required paperwork is to meet those pre-application timelines so that once we get through the process and make decisions about what funds we would like to include in the bill, we will not have missed an opportunity.
A House resolution accepting all federal money, even if the governor formally turns it down, passed out of committee. It is not yet scheduled for floor action.